with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to talk about why counting calories doesn't always work. And it may not even be the best advice that your doctor or healthcare provider gives to you when they say you need to lose weight. You know, the whole eat less and exercise is really kind of becoming a cliche that doesn't work for so many people. It doesn't mean we don't need to eat less and exercise. That's not the point. But if for a lot of people, eating less and moving more probably won't produce the results that they want and or need, meaning significant weight loss. And there's reasons for that. Balancing calories, you know, calories in minus calories out, it's a basic math equation, and there is some truth to the basic math equation. When calories in are greater than calories out in a perfect environment, as if you lived in a vacuum of some sort, in greater than out, weight. Out greater than in, lose weight. I mean, that's the simple equation. It's true. It is, and there is truth in that in, say, like some weird laboratory setting. No one lives in a lab. That's the problem. But it is a true mathematical equation. The complexity of it all is really, why are we bringing in so much food? Why are calories in so high? I mean, what's driving that? How come it's hard to lose weight when we are exercising? What's keeping our metabolism so slow? I mean, those are kind of questions we need to be asking. And as I said, you know, I think to tell someone they need to eat less and exercise more really could be setting them up for failure. If you really do look at the mathematics of it, although that equation is a true equation, when you really take into account how much energy somebody really needs to burn to lose a significant amount of body fat, the amount of exercise they would have to do is pretty much impossible. So although calories in minus calories out equals your weight for that given moment, to tell somebody to eat less and burn more, it might actually be something that's impossible for them, or at least to achieve the weight loss that they need to achieve. So the biggest thing that's probably affecting our ability to lose weight when we're trying to balance calories in minus calories out is sugar. There's something about sugar that we have to understand. Sugar is connected to insulin. When you eat sugar, simple carbs that are, you know, things like fructose, sucrose, that eventually break down to glucose, these simple processed sugars, they are intricately tied to insulin release. Why is that important? Well, insulin is the hormone that tells your body to store everything. I mean, when you eat food and you bring calories in, that's the opportunity for your body to do what? Yeah, use some of it use some of it as energy right now for your brain, right? Yeah, that's true. But for the most part, all of that food coming in at that moment, your body's like, storage. You know, I can store this up and make sure I never starve. I mean, that's kind of how your body sees it. And the hormone that manages all that is insulin. So when you eat sugar and the sugar in your blood spikes, well, guess what spikes with it? Insulin. So there's this overwhelming physiologic mechanism in your body after you eat food and sugar to store everything. And how does your body store everything? As fat. Fat is the best way to store energy. So when you eat sugar, it turns into fat. So there was a headline I saw recently that kind of sparked this idea to talk a little bit about this. The headline read, is apple juice worse than soda? Well, they're both bad. Let me explain. So apple juice, right, even freshly squeezed, is just pretty much sugar water. mean, it is what it is. It's pretty much just sugar water. You've stripped out all of the fiber that could slow down sugar absorption, which would help, and instead you're just taking a bolus of sugar from apples. It's pretty much the same with sodas. You know, if you're drinking regular soda that has up anywhere between 30 to even upwards of 60 grams of sugar in it, pure sugar, you're going to drink that. Insulin spikes and you store it all as fat. So whether it's apple juice or pineapple juice, I mean, it sounds good because you have a fruit in front of the word juice. It's still all just sugar. You've stripped it of the fiber and now you're just, it's just a bolus of sugar. So you're going to get a bolus of insulin and you're going to make body fat. We need to control sugar absorption. That's really, wrote an ebook that you can get at lifeextension.com. It's the 9 pillars of successful weight loss. And my ebook is more focused not on a diet program or a weight loss regimen. It's really focused on the question, why am I gaining weight in the first place? And one of those pillars is sugar absorption. We in America, even though we're trying to eat better, we're still bringing in way too much sugar. Sugar is hidden in so many places. We need to kind of control the absorption of that sugar. Now, obviously, again, if we can step into a perfect world, into like a laboratory setting and live in a vacuum, we could just eliminate all simple sugars and really starches for that matter as well. Those turn in, I mean, a potato is a starch. It turns into sugar really easily in the body. So we would have to eliminate all that stuff, pretty much anything white. And if we did that, it would improve insulin levels. It would improve insulin sensitivity. We would stop storing up everything as fat. We actually might make some headway. But we don't live like that. I mean, we can't live in a bubble. And so to tell somebody to diet and exercise and or tell them stop eating sugar, it's just that's easy to say, but man, that's so hard to do. So I think what I'd like to share with you are some supplements that can help as you try to eliminate sugar or at least reduce the consumption of it significantly. I mean, you're only supposed to get maybe, 7 to 9 teaspoons of added sugar a day. I mean, most products out there have more than that, just in one serving. One serving of your standard packaged, prepackaged food, you've gone way over the 7 to 9 teaspoons a day of added sugar. Interestingly, if you look on food packaging, fat, cholesterol, all of those things, they all have a certain percent that you shouldn't go over every day, except one, sugar. You'll notice that the amount of sugar, the percent of sugar you should get in, you know, based on your calories, is missing on labels. That's your food manufacturing lobbyist that kept that off. There were some changes that were made in the 1970s. There was a report from the United States government that said how much sugar we should be eating a day, and they lobbied to remove all of that information from that report. So we have percentages of how much fat and cholesterol we should get, but not sugar. Interesting. It's actually sad. So what are some things you can do to control sugar absorption as you try to eat less? One of my favorite soluble fibers is called propylmanin. It just kind of acts like a gel around the sugar, slows down the absorption, keeps insulin levels from spiking. Arabinose is a type of fiber that you can take that blocks the sucrase enzyme. So you're going to break down the sugar at a slower rate, which is going to decrease absorption. Coffee beans, you can do a coffee bean extract because there's a compound in that called chlorogenic acid that also works on some of those digesting enzymes. So you digest less of the sugar, you slow down the absorption. White kidney bean, one of my favorites. Brown seaweed kelp, I know that sounds gross, but there's brown seaweed kelp extracts that can also slow down the absorption of sugar. So try to eat less, but then maybe incorporate some of those supplements. Bring down that insulin. Stop storing everything as fat. That's really the key to your weight loss success. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. Dr. Mike, stay well.